to avoid. And then you'd get around the question, then you wouldn't be confronted with the problem. I mean, that would get you around the decision to say there is many or there are many. That's what I was getting at. You're petting a dog. You're petting a dog, and he shies away from you. And you might say to the dog, "That's all right. Going to hurt you. Going to hurt you." You want to reassure him. You want to reassure the dog.
If I was talking to him, I'd say, "I ain't gonna hurt you."
Okay. All right. Now, all right, that's interesting. Now, you talk that way to the dog. Why do you suppose you talk that way to the dog?
Why do you do that?
Yeah.
Reassure him.
But are there any other situations in which you'd use "ain't gwine," or would you limit that to talking to dogs?
Ain't gwine.
Yeah.
But I could use there were many instances.
Okay. Under what circumstances?
I ain't going to forget this interview.
Okay. All right. Fine. All right. But is that really? That's a regular, normal expression in your speech.
Could be.
But is it? Do you use it for any purpose or? That's exactly what I'm getting at, you see.
Well, I have to use that on the proper audience.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'd be more sophisticated.
Okay. If you were talking to a close friend of yours now, and they're passing food around, and they seem to have skipped you, you know, they seem to have passed you by with the a bowl of potatoes or something, and they've passed a bowl of potatoes around, you know, mm-hmm. the table, and they haven't they've gone right by you, and you might ask, you want to know if you're going to get some. What might you say
what
there?
What would I say to them?
Yeah.
I say, "I'd like to have some of those potatoes, please."
Sure, but you might ask the question, "Ain't I going to get some?" Or
I would make it at the table.
You wouldn't eat at the table.
Huh?
Okay, that's good. All right, you wouldn't eat at the table. So you associate that form with a special kind of a situation. I mean, you don't use "ain't" at the table. Is that?
If I was emphatic, I'd say, "I ain't going to do it now. There's the last word." I don't put any kind of possibility of using but I don't think I'd eat at the table. I wouldn't eat it. Ain't I going to get no? I wouldn't do that.
Okay, fine. That's very good. That's,
frankly, I believe I'll do it out of potatoes on the master. If I was overlooked, I think I'd just do it out of potatoes and go on.
I see, all right. If you're not sure you're right about something, you might ask someone, "I'm right." You know, you're asking a question of someone. You're trying to find out if you're right about something.
Well, I'll ask you, am I right or wrong?
Right. But now let's turn it around.
All right.
And put it this way. And you begin the sentence this way. "I'm right." And then what would you say after that? "I'm right."
I said, "I'm positive. No. I'm right."
"I'm right." You see, would you be inclined to say, "I'm right"?
You know?
That's the idea. "I'm right," but you're not sure. You see, you say, "I'm right. Am I not? I'm right. Ain't I? I'm right. Aren't I?"